Conestoga College's Board of Governors says it's reviewing what happened during an event Tuesday in which college president John Tibbetts lashed out at Sioux College president David Oraziati over comments made during a Village Media podcast late last month. Immediately following Tuesday's discussion surrounding the release of Conestoga's economic impact report, Tibbetts responded to a question from Cambridge Today reporter Joe McGinty about Oraziati and his outing Conestoga as one of the bad actors discussed in the federal government's plan to implement a cap on international students. Tibbetts called Oraziati a whore, was critical of his knowledge of the job and said he needs to learn to shut his mouth. Tibbetts pointed to Sioux College's partnership with Trios, a private college in the Greater Toronto Area. Under that partnership, approximately 2,800 Sioux College students are enrolled at two Trios campuses. Like Oraziati, why are his goddamn students in Toronto? Why not up there? Tibbetts said, referring to the Sioux. Talk about a whore, I mean, he's taking a percentage of the profits of an operation. This afternoon, the college released a statement on its website from the Board of Governors. We are concerned about the remarks made earlier this week with members of the local media after the college released its new economic impact report, Adapting for Prosperity 3, Addressing Critical Needs, it reads. The language used is unacceptable and does not align with the values and principles of our institution. The statement says Tibbetts has expressed regret for making the comments and apologizes for the offensive remarks. It says the board is reviewing this matter internally. The statement goes on to say Conestoga is committed to fostering a culture of inclusivity and respect for not only our staff and students, but our colleagues within the post-secondary education sector. The school was contacted and asked about Tibbetts' status with the college, but no details were released. The board has nothing further to share at this time, said Brenda Barechki, communications director with Conestoga.